as we settle in tonight. Having this sense of this one thing, this mind, the mind knowing the way that it is, and doing our best to recognize this as one thing. So instead of this tendency, seeing things in terms of diversity, this and that, knowing this one thing, and noticing that this one thing, what we call the present moment, is continuously transforming. There's just this, and this is in this process of change, transformation. And being interested in this play between the certainty, the never-changing fact that this is being known, but that whatever this is that's being known, it is unceasingly being transformed. Noticing how all the conditions here in the present moment submit to change, to this process of transformation. Nothing stands outside. Even this sense of being the one who's witnessing, observing, even the observer is undergoing transformation. And learning to offer up no resistance to this great engine of change. Complete surrender, trusting, And no matter what emotion or what thought arises, it's always part of this river of change, transformation, always on its way to becoming something else or falling out of existence. For tonight, being particularly alert to the changing nature of the mental activity. So instead of being upset by distractions, worry, or planning, use these different activities of the mind to recognize this process of change, how the activity of the mind is ceaseless, how this truth of change defines the whole space of the mind and body. There's nothing outside, nothing stands outside of change. the more balanced and continuous the mindfulness, the more we'll even, the mind will notice the activity of mind. Not only is it ceaseless, but often it's not even perfectly formed. Fragments of thoughts or partial images. Turning the attention to the mental activity as best you can, without needing to judge, not for or against thoughts and images and other activity of the mind. And if the mind appears to be quiet, relatively absent of thought, to just notice the relative quiet, empty space of the mind. And when images and thoughts do arise, just notice that. And in particular, interested in the cessation of thought, something that's not usually noticed with any clarity. In a sense, in the meditation, we're exploring this refuge of allowing everything to move. So instead of trying to attain a peaceful state or attain any particular kind of experience, we're practicing resting, taking refuge in the truth that everything is changing, everything is being transformed, and learning not to offer up any resistance. So whether the mind is unfolding, transforming in a way that's pleasant or unpleasant, whether the body is transforming, unfolding in a way that's pleasant or unpleasant, just exploring if it's possible to more and more deeply trust how it is now, how it is unfolding right now. The peace of non-resistance, the peace of understanding and not resisting. And it can be quite interesting to notice how the thoughts, they're not independent entities. They really come out of the wholeness of the moment. Arising out of the nature of the moment, ceasing right there. So in that sense, they are truthful, even if it's a neurotic thought, but it is expressing something that is true in the moment. And seeing things in this way leads to a lot less judgment and reactivity. In a sense, there's a big, of course it's like this now. And again, for the last couple minutes, making sure that everything is included, nothing is standing outside. Everything is included and everything is seen part of this transformation, this unfolding.